Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Ray's Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
It was good. We went to Mount Pleasant, which is where AJ works, and they had a community yard sale. So We haggled some prices and got some things.
That's awesome. I have never been one to haggle prices. I get too nervous.
Well, I was talking to AJ's mom today, and she was like, I asked you once if you were into haggling prices, and you said no, but I was totally into it yesterday, so apparently I've gotten over that.
Well, that's good. It's a skill, I think.
Yeah, I feel like after we bought AJ's car and I haggled that price down, that now I'm like a new woman when it comes to haggling.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. That's a big accomplishment.
But really, with garage sales, I argued with a lady about getting two plant stands for $5 instead of paying $3 each. So I don't know how much.
Great
that
job.
Is. Thanks. Thank you.
Good. Saved haggling. A dollar.
How was your weekend?
It was good. We moved up my birthday and actually went on a birthday date on Friday, and that was really fun. We went out to dinner and went to see 22 Jump Street, and I got to open presents early because it was my birthday.
That's awesome.
So it was really fun. So that was good, and the movie was really funny. And then on Saturday, I had people over, and that was good.
What did you end up making?
Tacos. We had tacos, which I feel like is a really good, easy, cheaper way to make lots of food and feed a lot of people. And they were really delicious. I actually made Joy the Baker's black bean and sweet potato tacos.
Yum.
That was one of the recipes that we made. Yeah. And then we just made some regular taco meat and regular fixings. But that was really, really delicious.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we just had chips and salsa and guac. And my friend brought these really good lime bars that she made. And that was delicious. Everyone liked those. Yeah, so it was fun. So we had a lot of food and people came over. And I remembered you talking about decorating and it setting the mood. And so I got this flag banner that I hung up and had some white and gold polka dot paper that I put on the table. So it was cute.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
And did you make sangria?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made sangria. I just had a white sangria with a bunch of fruit in it, and that was good, too.
That sounds delicious.
So success on the recipe front.
Good work.
Yeah, thanks. I was inspired by your party skills.
On Saturday, after we went yard sailing, we went to our friend's house in our old hood. In Ligonier, and they have a farm out there, and we had a cookout, which was really fun, and then we got in the back of their pickup truck, and we went up to the top of their property and watched the sunset, and then watched the stars.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I didn't know people did that in real life, but apparently they do, and it's awesome.
That is really cool. Are they in a good spot where you can see the stars? There's not many lights?
Yeah, that area in Pennsylvania is really rural, and So they're surrounded by, I think they were telling us, they're surrounded by 500 acres of nothing.
Wow.
So they only own 10 acres, but all around them is just farmland.
How long does it take to get to their house from, a town area?
Well, Ligonier is the closest town area, which has a grocery store, I guess, is how I'm defining that. And
yeah, that sounds good.
Maybe about, they might be 5 miles from town.
Okay.
But then Ligonier is rural too. So to get to a good grocery store, it's another 15 minutes or something.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really fun.
That sounds really awesome.
It was cool. So we're definitely in the middle of summer and it's glorious.
Yeah, that's a really great summer activity.
And you went out today too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Today we went to the lake. We went to one of the beaches. I think we went – I always forget Montrose Beach is the one I think we went to, and it has like a boat harbor and a beach and
Oh,
this
cool.
giant grassy area and a bird sanctuary and tons of like
What?
open space. Yeah, it was really amazing. And so we went to the beach for a little while and then we sat on the grass for a little while and then we walked around the bird sanctuary and it was really
That's
cool.
awesome.
Yeah, and so the bird sanctuary, I guess it's just like preserved their habitat, so you can't you there's like paths you walk on, but you can't just like go exploring anywhere because they don't want to disturb their trees and bushes and stuff, I guess. But the birds like fly
Did you
around.
see
It's not like
birds?
enclosed. Yeah, we saw some. I wish I knew what they were called, but I don't. But we saw a couple of different kinds and you could hear them. And I guess there's butterflies there too, and we saw a couple butterflies and it was really cool. It was really pretty. It's like a really pretty wildernessy area, but then you can see like the skyline too if you like look down the lake. So it was cool.
That's neat.
So yeah, so I definitely want to go back to the lake more during the summer. Just, I mean, I love, of course, just hanging out at the beach too, but there's, yeah, lots of other stuff. You can have a picnic or a gathering or do whatever you want, really.
So, having never gone to a lake beach, how was the like, did you go in the water?
Well, the water's like freezing, so we didn't, we like
Oh,
felt it
okay.
and it was like icy cold, and so we didn't go in it. But you could, like, some people were in the water. I just don't like it that cold. But they also had like kayak rental and jet ski rentals and
Oh, cool.
like stand up board, I don't know what those are called, rentals. And yeah, lots of
Oh,
cool
those
stuff
like
to do. So
skin
we're,
boards that they
yeah, like a
slide
swimboard,
on at the shore.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it wasn't. It was like you're floating on top of the water. So you're standing on a board
What?
and like paddling around,
Oh, that's
like
cool.
a frog on a lily pad. Only you're standing up on a not lily pad.
Okay.
That's how I imagine it. And
Okay.
you can rent all these things. So I think that would be cool to do something like that. We were talking about renting like a kayak or something maybe when it's, you know, not 50-degree
Freezing.
water. But yeah.
Yeah. I just read an article on the internet about this lake in Stockholm, Sweden, and they have this floating hotel room that you can like
Whoa.
stay in. And it's really, really
Wow.
tiny. It's like I subscribe to a bunch of like tiny house newsletters because I'm like fascinated by them. And
Yeah.
so it was like one of those. And so it's really small, and you just have like a little deck with two chairs, and they bring you your dinner on a boat, and you eat it on the
Wow.
deck. And then you can go, and it goes 10 feet down, like a submarine, into the bedroom. And it's all windows, so you can see the fish as you sleep, or the fish can see you, or
Wow.
whatever.
Oh my
They called it a
gosh.
reverse aquarium.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like $165 a night. And I'm like, well, we'll be doing this eventually.
That is amazing.
I know. I thought it was so cool. So the next time you're in Sweden, check it out.
I will definitely do that.
Oh, I guess we'll put a link to that in the show notes for anyone that's in
Yeah.
Sweden ever.
Yeah. Everyone should, if you do go, tell us about it. Because that
Yeah,
sounds awesome.
seriously. I need to know everything. I was like sad there was not enough pictures to make me feel. Like feel the whole
I know.
experience.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I'm into lakes now. Hotel rooms on lakes or something.
Well, I'm gonna take you to a lake minus the hotel room,
I
which
mean,
is
sounds awesome. Equally
not
awesome. There's a
as
bird
cool,
sanctuary,
but
so.
yeah, there is a bird sanctuary, so it probably makes up for it.
Should we talk about our summer plans?
Yeah,
I feel
definitely.
like there's a lot going on this summer.
There's so much going on this summer. I feel like we have been so busy and we still have a lot of busy things to do, but it's been fun. It's been good. But what are
Yeah.
some of your summer plans coming up?
Well, on the blog, I'm really excited because I'm doing a book club for novels with a lot of food references in them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I hope that people participate. I get nervous about participation, but it's okay if I'm just talking about the books too, I guess. But we're doing Julia Child's My Life in France first, and then in July we'll talk about it. And I really want to make some recipes from her book. Although I came up with that idea and then started thinking about what I could possibly make from her book, and they're sort of complicated. So we'll see. It might be a little bit challenging.
That's okay.
And then, yeah, I mean, it's good to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, I
Yeah.
think. And then I'm doing like a virtual craft camp where I make a bunch of different crafts and give people tutorials, and then hopefully people will post their own projects too. So I'm excited about that.
That's really awesome. So how would people participate? Do they just read your blog and then like follow along?
Yeah, it'll be on ovenlovinblog.com, and then I'm hoping to incorporate Twitter and Instagram and through the comments on the blog and stuff. So it should be good. I've never done anything like this, so we'll see how
I'm
it
really
goes.
excited about it. That sounds super cool.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited. The craft camp, I mostly generated the crafts around like what I want to make for our bedroom. So
Oh,
at
good
the very
idea.
least, I'll be accomplishing some of the projects that I need
Yeah.
to do.
That's cool. Is there one project you're looking forward to in particular?
Well, I'm really excited to paint fabric.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I just discovered that you can add stuff called fabric medium to paint, and then you can paint rugs or upholstery, which blows my mind. I can't even believe you can paint a stuffed chair.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to try that out. We have some pretty trashed furniture, so I feel comfortable like possibly ruining or making this chair really awesome.
Yeah. That sounds super cool.
So yeah, and then I'm gonna do some do-it-yourself chandeliers, which sounds challenging and fun. I've never made a lamp before.
That would be really cool to learn how to do that. I see stuff all the time on blogs that's like, create your own light fixture or take light bulbs and do this cool thing with it. And I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, I feel like the chandel I want to make I want two miniature chandeliers on either side of the bed, and I feel like I just could not find something that was in our budget at all, so
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and make it.
Cool.
So what are you working on this summer?
Well, I am taking a drawing class that is
Oh yeah,
for,
that's cool.
yeah, so it's like for, I think, 2 months, I think. I go each week, and it's just like a continuing education fashion illustration class with the art school in Chicago. And it's been really good. I've gone to two classes so far, and it's been really fun, and I've learned a lot, and I feel like I'm already drawing a little bit better, and it's they give you like tips on how to do stuff, and then you like during the class they'll give you time to draw and practice and get help if you need it on like how to make your person look more like a person. So we've been doing a lot of figure drawing, and we have a live model, which is kind of cool. And we're gonna try out all these different kinds of materials. So like this week we're doing watercolor, which I'm kind of excited about. So that's been fun. So that's like a fun summer activity that I've been doing, and it was kind of hard to work out a class that fit in with our schedule, especially with traveling and stuff, but this one was able to work out, which was really nice. So that's been good. And hopefully I'll have some cool drawings, I don't know, at the end of the summer.
Do you know what? So you're doing watercolor. What other like mediums are you using?
We're gonna learn markers, which I think is gonna be
Ooh,
really
cool.
cool. You know those like really fancy markers you see at the art store that are always really expensive? I used to see those
Yeah.
and like want them really bad, but never bought them because they're expensive. And like, what do you do with fancy markers? We're gonna learn how to actually like
Right.
the correct way to use them. And I guess a lot of fashion illustrators use them. It's like pretty quick, and you can do a lot of cool stuff with them. And so she gave us like, I don't know, five colors to start with if we want to try it. And I do want to try it, so I'll get those at some point. And then she's going to tell us how to like blend the colors and do shading and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. That sounds really neat.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And then we've done like pencil and pen so far, and
Are you using
watercolors
just like
and then markers.
regular pens, like Bics?
Kind of. Well, we have. You, I mean, you can kind of use like whatever you feel good about, but we got some, there's like a specific kind of really thin like they have different size pens, I guess, for illustration. You can get like 1 point or 2 point or 3 point, 5 point, 8 point. And so you, they're like various thicknesses. And so we got one that's really, really tiny. It's like 0.05. And I think they also have a 0.03 like thickness of the pen. And so you can like do really, really detailed tiny things. So like she uses an example of like if you're drawing like stitches on something like a pocket or eyelashes or something like that, you can use this really thin pen. And then I have a pen, I really like the Sharpie pens. Use those a lot. And like I have a watercolor set and I use those a lot on recommendation of my dad, who does a lot of drawing in watercolor, because they don't like bleed. And also like I'm left-handed and I feel like everything I write like bleeds all over the place, and these work pretty good and don't like smudge when you put the watercolors over them. So yeah, I like those a lot too. And then otherwise like a regular Sharpie is like something that we have if you want to make like a thick line. And then those like really thin pens, and then just like a mechanical pencil plus some other like shading pencils if you want like light and dark lines.
So can people follow along with you as you try different things?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I have a post that we can put to in the show notes on a couple of my first drawings. And then I'm posting a lot of drawings on my Instagram also. So you can see them that way. Cool. So we can link to that in the show notes.
I'm really excited about coming out to Chicago this summer.
I am so excited about that. Oh my gosh, really, really excited to have everyone come visit. Yeah, so we're having people on the 4th of July come up. Not only Jules and her husband, but a couple of our other friends are coming up. So I'm really super excited to have people come visit.
Yeah, we're going to go to a baseball game on the 4th, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have tickets to the White Sox game on the 4th, and they'll have fireworks there. And I don't really know what else we're going to do. Hopefully go back to the lake. And
yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, what everyone wants to do.
One of our friends was talking about going to a rooftop bar on the 4th of July, which I am super excited about the potential of that.
Yeah, that would be really cool too. I'm sure we went to a couple of rooftop bars so far, so we'll keep exploring them.
I just like discovered that Pittsburgh has some rooftop bars downtown.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just want to try all of them.
I know, it's really fun.
They're really crowded. Like we made reservations to go to one, and then I get off work at like 4:15, which is like relatively early compared to like people's normal work days, and I thought if we got there we would definitely get a place. And it was already packed. So, we'll try again. Oh, the other thing that Pittsburgh does that I just love is they do movies in parks, in city parks. So they do them all over, all summer long, at different parks on different days, like during the week and on the weekend. And you just like go and bring a picnic and you watch a movie.
That's super cool. Have you gone to any?
Yeah, we went not this weekend, but last weekend, and we went to this park called Riverview on Observatory Hill, and that's the only park that shows like PG-13 movies. So this is definitely like mostly for families.
Okay.
But we saw an okay movie, but the experience was really great.
What movie did you see?
And it's totally free. Like you just like roll up and lay out a blanket and you watch this movie.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What movie did you see that was just okay?
It was called Now You See Me, and it was like a magic thriller.
Yeah, I remember he was seeing that advertised, but I didn't know. Okay.
It was, AJ said it was thriller. Like The Prestige meets Ocean's 11.
Which sounds awesome, but
yeah, but it was awesome. Okay.
Okay.
There was a lot of characters and it was hard to keep them all straight.
Oh yeah, I feel you.
Are you watching Orange is the New Black?
Oh my gosh, I love Orange is the New Black. I
Me too.
Love it. I like am crazy about it, and I ended up watching I think all of it in the first weekend that it came out, which I was not expecting to do. I just kept hitting the button and just kept watching it and kept watching it, and then I was like, oh, I guess I'm out of episodes. So
It's so easy to binge watch. It's so easy.
I know, and it's just so good, and everyone's so interesting, and I just really feel for all these people, even the ones that I hate. I'm like, oh, I just, like, feel for them.
I know. We are trying to ration them out.
Yeah.
But even with that, we're still, like, 5 episodes in. Like, we've still seen a lot.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it's really exciting and fun.
Yeah, so that's another one of our summer plans, is to finish that.
We have also, we have a lot of vacations coming up. We have a lot of family vacations. We're going to Branson, Missouri with my family next week.
Your family vacation is in Branson?
It is. It's in Branson so that everyone could get there easily, and so that my brother just had a baby. She's 6 months old, and so that they can all get there easily, and my sister has 2 kids. And so, yeah, so we're going to Branson, which is, like, kind of funny because I don't – like, a lot – my whole family is from Kansas and Missouri, and we've never gone there before, and so we're going even though – yeah. Yeah. Have you been?
I think there was, like, a conference there in school once for the Maneater, our school paper.
Okay. Did I go to that? Was that – I don't think I went to that one.
I don't remember. I think that might have been the one where we, like, rolled up into this hotel, and it was, like, kind of circus-themed, or there was, like, a lot of children's, like, playthings everywhere. Huh. It was a very strange experience, but I'm not sure if that was Branson or somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to – the place we're staying at, I think, looks really nice. It's, like, kind of a cabin-y house, and it's got, like, a bunch of bedrooms and looks really nice, and there's a pool and – some kind of body of water, maybe, I guess, a lake. And so that looks nice. And we all stay in the same house. We get, like, as many bedrooms as we can, basically. And then, like, each family has a bedroom. But we're, you know, the kids are young right now, but eventually they're going to need more space, I think. So we'll see. But right now we all just get one house or one condo if we can. And I'll split it. And we all meet down there for a week. And I, you know, I think it's really great. I love our family vacation. Like, we take a week every year to all be together, which I think is really fun and really important and really good for the kids. Like, I have 2 nephews and a niece now, and so it's really great to see them and have them hang out with everyone. So I'm glad that we do it.
Don't you guys, like, alternate, like, cooking dinner and stuff too?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so we each to be, you know, cost effective and fun, I guess we are each in charge of a dinner each night. So, like, the whole week that we're there, like, my sister and her husband would take, like, Monday night, and then I would take Tuesday night, and my parents usually take one of the, like, last, they'll usually cook, like, a big meal. They'll cook, like, something fancy. Like, they had, like, we had, like, salmon one time or ribs or something, and then everyone else will just do what they can and make a dinner for everyone, and then we'll all go out to eat on Friday night, usually.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's fun. So I guess we need to start thinking of recipes. I've been so busy, I haven't really thought about it, but
You've mastered tacos, so that's always
nice. I know, yeah. I think, you know, I think we did tacos last year, so I don't know if we can repeat, but it's fun. It's fun. And so my boyfriend has a lot of – he has, like, ideas, and he's a better cook than me, so maybe I'll just – defer to him, but it's fun. And there's 1,000. We usually end up cooking and baking, like, the whole week anyway, so there's always, like, cookies or cakes or something that people are making.
There's a rumor in my family that my parents might be coming out to Pennsylvania for Christmas.
That's so, a rumor?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're talking about it, but it's not for sure yet. I don't consider anything for sure until tickets are purchased.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that, about being – having AJ and I with both of our parents for a major holiday. It should be fun.
Yeah, I think it's so hard to figure out visiting families and holidays and splitting things up. And, like, even this year, like, we're spending half – I'm not going down for the whole week of our family vacation. We're just going down for half the week, and then we're spending – for my boyfriend's family vacation, we're going down half the week to his family. So it's – we're already kind of, like, splitting things up. And we had kind of fewer days this year because of, like, moving and stuff. But It's like already hard to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, it is a little bit hard. I mean, holidays are hard, but it's been easy for me because we got married last year, so it didn't make sense for me to fly out to California. And then this year I'm going home for a long time in the fall, so it doesn't make sense for me to fly out again. So it sort of just like another works year down. Itself out. Yeah. but it was weird. Like last Christmas I didn't. It was the first Christmas I hadn't been home with my parents, and that was sort of strange. I just ordered Joshua Ferris's book, which is on my summer reading list. I finished it. Did you finish it? Was it amazing?
I really, really liked it. There were some parts where I thought maybe it got a little bit too detailed, and so I just like skimmed those parts. But I loved it. I thought it was so funny and good, and it was like sad and funny and hopeful and depressing and just all these fun things. And it's also about a dentist, like the main character is a dentist, and I'm going to the dentist next week, so I feel like that was really good timing. So now I feel
I am prepared. Too. I hope it comes in time.
I really liked it.
That's cool. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know what you think. I'm, like, excited to hear other people's take on it.
Yeah, I was excited to see that it was on Joy the Baker's summer reading
list. You know what? I tweeted at her about that, and I was really excited that she included it because she, like, sent out a Twitter thing that was like, what are you reading? And I said that I just finished that book, and I was like, I loved it. And then she had it on her list, so I thought that was cool.
That is cool. It was probably because you tweeted it. I'm sure of it.
I like to think so. But I also, I'm like, I want everyone to read it so that we can all talk about it. So I'm glad it's like, you know, on some people's radar. But I just like love his books so much. I just like love all of them. I'm like stalking him on the internet now. And by that, I mean, I just Googled him to see if there was like any appearances or to see if he was on Twitter. And he is not on Twitter. And I missed all of his readings. So that was unsuccessful. Oh, but
devastating.
I know. I didn't know. Yeah, I should. Well, I guess I was moving, so it was like kind of busy. But he had some, I guess, in like May.
Okay.
That I did not go to.
It's sort of weird he's not on Twitter.
I know. I wish that he was because
I wish I really that everyone was on Twitter.
I wish that everyone was on Twitter, and I really like to reach out to people that way, and I feel like it's just really cool. I even like had a blog post this week about Authority by Jeff Vandermeer, and I made an embroidery of it, and I tweeted about it and like included his name because I was like, here's this book by Jeff Vandermeer, and he saw it and told me it was cool, and it was like, that's really cool that you can just share this thing with someone and they can see it and talk back to you.
I know. I just think it's so cool.
So I also wish he was on Twitter because I want to see how his brain works because all of his characters are so weird and interesting and so human, I think. And I would like to have a conversation with this person
who
created all these people.
Do you have, like, any strategies for planning for vacation outfits?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm, like, the worst packer. That's not totally true. If I have time and I'll try to make a list of everything to pack, which is also a good way to, like, if you're really excited about vacation, but it doesn't make sense to like pack yet, you can just like make a packing list and it's like, doing something. Yeah. And so I'll try to make a list and which helps, but I'm like kind of a really bad overpacker, and especially cause we're driving down there. So I feel like it's like, just throw it all in.
Oh, that totally means you can bring whatever you want.
Yeah. Right. And so, yeah. So, I mean, I try to have a lot of casual outfits because obviously it'll be relaxing and stuff. And then like, ton of shoes in case you want to like hike or do some kind of activity. Lots of bathing suits because you never want to be caught without a bathing suit if there's like a fun pool or something. Right. Even I feel like even if in the winter or even if you're going somewhere where there isn't anything, I like always try to bring my bathing suit on vacation just in case. I'm pretty sure one time I got caught without it and I was like dying to go swimming, and so that's why I always do that. But
I feel like that's a really good, just like always bring a bathing suit no matter what, always.
Yeah, and it's like really small and doesn't take up much space, so you might as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And I try to bring like a dress or something fancier too. Even if you're not for sure going out somewhere, it's like the same thing. It's like you don't really want to be caught without an outfit if you want to go to like a nice dinner.
Yeah. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm going home for 3 weeks in the fall, and I have no, I mean, I cannot pack for 3 weeks. Granted,
You can do
there's like a
longer though.
washing machine there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure how that's gonna go, but maybe I'll just throw all of my clothing into one bag.
Will it still be warm in California then?
Oh yeah, I'm mostly looking forward to like hanging out by our pool.
Oh yeah, so that'll be easy. It's a lot easier to pack in summer because those clothes take up much less space. Try to always bring like a sweatshirt or sweatpants because if the air conditioning's on or you're in a restaurant or something, I feel like I always want something warm at some point.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, I did that yesterday. It was like so warm, but I brought a jacket, and thank God, because we were like laying in the back of this pickup for hours in the dark, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it gets cold at night. Which you don't really think
I was
about.
pretty happy with that decision.
Yeah, good choice.
Do you budget for vacations? How do you do that?
I don't, I mean, I feel like to me it kind of takes a lot of fun out of vacation if you're really stressed about money during it. So I feel
Yeah.
like part of paying for vacation is having enough money so that you can comfortably go out or go shopping a little bit and spend money without like losing your mind. So I try to save a lot of money and just bring it with me. It's like you don't want to go crazy and you should know your limits, obviously. But yeah, so I just feel like you should be able to comfortably spend money while on vacation because if you're stressing about money and budgeting the whole time, you're just not really having fun. You're just like worrying about your pocketbook. And it's kind of, it's like you want to be able to go to dinner and take a cab home if you feel like it and not worry about the extra, $20 because.
Yeah, also, I feel like if you're going with a big group, like, there's nothing worse than someone being like, well, I can't go there because I can't afford it. And it's like,
Right.
well, why are you here?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's like you spent, the tickets, you came down here, you spent the hotel, so why can't you go out to dinner? So, yeah, I feel like if you can't afford the whole vacation, then maybe you can't go on vacation right now because, which I mean, I obviously there's exceptions or if you're traveling for certain reasons or whatever, but if it's just like a fun vacation, I think you should hopefully save up so that you can actually have fun and not just worry about everything all the time.
Yeah, I feel like that's well, there's like two things I do to try and like plan for vacation spending, and one is like scheduling vacations after I get paid,
Yeah.
because I only get paid once a month. So
That's
like
hard.
luckily the 4th of July is like, right at the right after my paycheck, so I feel like really good about that because I mean, obviously we'll make sure we have enough money to cover our bills, but like that's one way I try and just like make sure we have a little bit of extra money
Yeah.
when we're going. And
Yeah.
then the other thing is that I really try and plan, like not plan financially, but like if we know that we're taking a vacation in like X amount of weeks, we can set money aside each week or whatever.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like I don't think I would ever be comfortable with just like, oh, we're just gonna go away for the weekend and spend all this money without like having some sort of plan in place.
Yeah, I've been kind of thinking, I mean, this summer has been so crazy with moving and we've been so busy that I feel like this vacation is kind of sneaking up on me. So I was kind of thinking about money and like, I need to think about that and keep that in mind so that I have some money like to spend when we go, because it costs to get down there and we're paying for the house and stuff like that, so that's going to cost money. And then we're buying, like, the night we cook dinner, we're in charge of like buying the ingredients and stuff, so that's like our big expense is like our dinner night. But then that's not too bad, and then hopefully just hanging out with everyone and maybe a little bit of shopping or something. So
Yeah. I also feel the same way about money on vacation as I do about calories on vacation. And I'm just like, wow, we're on vacation and calories don't count
Yeah, I feel you.
for better or worse. I don't know. I really like sampling food from other cultures or
Yeah.
regions or whatever. I think every like city has its own like food scene and it's really fun and exciting.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea, and that's a fun thing to do on vacation too. So try different foods and things.
Yeah. So, did you choose the restaurant on Friday?
So Michael thought of a couple of choices and I like picked one from his choices, but I didn't really research it. I was just like, oh, this sounds good. And It could have been a disaster, but it worked out really well and it was really delicious. So that worked out nicely.
What
It
happened?
was good. It was like he just like named a couple that we could go to, and there's this restaurant called Fork, and it's like a small plates restaurant, and that sounded like really good to me, but I didn't look at the menu. I don't even know if I clicked the link of like the website. I was just like, small plates, yeah, let's do it. And so that's where we went. But
That's
yeah, I didn't
funny.
really research very much.
I did that just the other day. That patio bar that I was trying to get a table at, like, I didn't look at the menu at all. So we get to this restaurant and the patio is full. So we sit down inside downstairs and we look at the menu and we're like, no, can't do it. It was like too expensive. It was too weird. Like, we left. We just left.
Yeah.
So I totally made that mistake and it totally was a disaster. But we got some dinner somewhere else and it was
Okay, that's
fine.
good. Yeah, it's a gamble. It's a gamble for sure. And I was relieved when we got there. I was like, oh, well, this sounds good. And then it was really good. So,
That is
yeah, it was a
great.
pleasant surprise. And we sat outside. It was like really nice weather. And we sat outside. And there was
Oh,
lots of like
nice.
babies and dogs walking up and down the street and families.
That
And so it was like fun. Yeah. Happy accident.
we're going to this restaurant next week with another couple, and we made reservations in
Oh,
March.
wow.
We like could not get in forever and ever
Wow.
and ever. So we finally just were like, let's pick a random weekend in June and just like make reservations for then because we like can't get in. So I feel like there's a lot hinging on this
Yeah, I
restaurant
hope it's good
experience.
after all that.
Yeah, I do too. It's called Meat and Potatoes and it's downtown in the cultural district and I hope it's
Yeah,
delicious.
let us know.
I'm probably going to be like real snobby about it though, like because we waited for so long, so I'm gonna be like harder on it than I would be normally.
That's fair, I think. They should expect that.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, are you ready for the lightning round?
Yeah, I totally am.
Okay.
What was your favorite outfit last week?
Well, I can't totally remember what I wore. I guess I'm gonna borrow one from maybe like a little bit longer than last week ago, but I have this like floral flowery dress and I wore it to work and put a blue blazer on top of it. So it was like a pink and purple flower dress and then my blue blazer, and I wore it to casual Friday at work, and I thought that was pretty cute. That was like fun.
That sounds cute. I like it.
So that's been one of my favorites recently. What about you?
Well, I mentioned on the last podcast that I got this like orange boyfriend shirt dress that's super comfortable. And I wore it yesterday. And we were in one of the like, what is it called? Consignment shops that is in Mount Pleasant while we were doing yard sales. And I found this giant Vera Bradley bag that's like this really cool summer pattern.
What
It's
colors is
like
it?
blue and orange and pink, and there's like little
Cool.
snails on it. It's super cute.
I love
And it
Vera
was
Bradley.
20, yeah, and it was $28
Oh, nice.
for this. I mean, it's huge. It's a huge bag. I don't know how much it would cost normally, but it is giant, and I was really excited that it matched my orange dress that I was
Yeah,
wearing.
that's cute.
So, and AJ encouraged me to buy it, which was super sweet and nice. So I bought it.
That sounds good. I love those bags.
What are you reading right now?
Well, I just finished that Joshua Ferris To Rise Again in a Decent Hour and totally loved it. So everyone should read it and talk to me about it. And so I'm
That
about
sounds
to
good.
start Mr. Mercedes, which is Stephen King's new book that just came out. And my
Ooh.
dad read it already and finished it and said he liked it. And it's like a mystery, I guess. So it's not just like a, scary story, but it's kind of like a supposedly this mystery that's set up with like three different characters, I think. But I haven't
He
started it
pumps
yet,
out
but
books. Like, he writes so much. I feel like he just had a new book that came out like last year.
Yeah, he did like one or two, I think. He had Joyland, which I can't remember if that was 2012 or 2013, and then he had Doctor Sleep just came out recently too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. What are you reading?
I've recently discovered the joy that is like local magazines.
Oh, cool.
So, I picked up this magazine called Edible Allegheny, which I really liked reading. It's like, I guess they have edible whatever for cities all over the place.
Cool.
And this one is Pittsburgh based, and they have like a complete farmer's guide in it, farmer's market guide, and they have like a guide to CSAs, which is, CSAs are like, they're community supported agriculture, and you like buy a stake into a farm and then you get a box of the products that the farm makes like every, I don't know, month or season or something. And then my coworker brought me another Pittsburgh food related magazine called Cake Table. And that one's really cool too. It's just like, I think it's really fun to read about what's going on locally. Yeah, so I'm really into those right now.
That's cool.
So, yeah, that's what's going on there.
So, what are you cooking?
Well, I have made, I've made brownies 2 weeks in a row. One were normal brownies and the other were gluten-free. But I keep forgetting to take a picture of the final brownies.
Because you have to make more.
I know. It's like one batch I made to take to the movie picnic. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll photograph these at the picnic. Like, that would be cute. And then totally forgot. And then yesterday I made a batch of gluten-free ones to bring to the farm that we went to for dinner. And I totally forgot to take a picture of those too. So I am hoping to get those photographed and posted like soonish, if, as soon as I remake them.
Awesome. I wish I could help you eat them.
Yeah. They are both good. The gluten-free ones was a David Leibowitz recipe, and they were completely flourless.
Oh, and
it's cool when you are looking up a gluten-free recipe to be able to like make them based on what you have on hand instead of like going out and buying like sorghum flour or something weird. So
so
I'm excited to redo those, I guess. But are, other than the tacos, are you cooking anything good?
No, not really. But yeah, we have taco stuff left over, so I'm going to try different things with the leftover taco meat, I guess. And tonight I was of making a quesadilla because we have some like soft tortilla shells left over. So I was going to do that, and then the cheese and then the taco meat and like tomatoes and other stuff and like some sour cream and guacamole. And that's like a pretty good meal. So
that sounds delicious.
I will let you know how it goes. I'm pretty sure I can handle a quesadilla.
Do you cook them in the skillet or do you have like a panini press? What's your situation?
Usually I put them in a skillet and I'll just put like, you know, butter and then the tortilla and then all the stuffings and then another tortilla. So you taught me actually in college. You're the one who taught me how to make a quesadilla. So you're...
Oh, yay. I'm glad.
Your teachings have come to fruition.
Lived on.
Yeah.
That's great. Now I make my quesadillas in the microwave. So don't do that because they're terrible.
Okay.
What's your rosebud thorn for this week?
I guess my rose was my birthday celebration. That was really fun to have a birthday date and have like a birthday party. So that was really good. My bud is family vacation coming up really soon. I'm really excited about that. And my thorn, it's another one of those weeks that I feel like went really amazingly, and I don't even know what a thorn would be. Well, that's Yeah, I do have a lot of food left over, so I'm like kind of worried we won't be able to eat it all and it will go bad. But as thorns go, that's not really a bad one to have. Too much food, you know.
I feel like you could make some, like make a couple quesadillas tonight and put them in the fridge and you can bring them to work and just microwave them for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Or yeah, put, sure, make a bunch of quesadillas and freeze them and you can have them whenever you want, and that way the food is used up.
That's a really good idea too.
So
yeah, at the end of the, you know, after a couple of days, I'll just like stick it all in the freezer maybe, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. It should freeze fine.
Okay.
Cool. I think our rose was, or my rose, I guess, we're not the same person, my husband and I, My rose was oh, I saw my first shooting star on Saturday
Oh, that's
night.
cool. That's fun.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, "Oh, I've never seen a shooting star." And everyone was like, "What? What's wrong with you? How have you not seen one?" But then I totally saw two. So,
Oh, cool.
yeah, that was good. My bud, I am looking forward to. Well, so my AJ's cousin Sally is having a birthday party for her husband who's turning 40 this year. And I volunteered to make this, or I asked her if I could make this watermelon cake that's been
Ooh.
plaguing Pinterest.
Yes, I've seen it.
And you've seen it? Okay, so the one that I found is slices, layers of watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew layered with this coconut cream frosting on top
Wow.
and between the layers. And then you put like toasted almonds or something on the outside. And I'm really, really excited to make that, although I'm kind of worried about transporting it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. You'll be okay if it's like in the fridge or something.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna maybe even freeze it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I'm kind of nervous about like the watermelon juice leaking
Getting
out and
soggy.
then causing the cream to disintegrate or whatever. I don't know. We'll see how this works.
Maybe you should test it out
I know,
along with
right before
your
I'm taking
extra
it.
batches of brownies and just make a couple watermelon cakes.
I know. I know, we'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about doing that. And then, man, Thorn. I don't
Oh, thorns
know.
are hard.
Yeah, I think it's because we're positive people. We can't help it. My husband had kind of a rough week at work, so I think that is probably my thorn. I felt it's pretty terrible. So,
Yeah.
hopefully things are improving for the better there.
Yeah, I hope so.
So,
Great.
anyway, where can
Well,
we find you on the internet?
you can find me at rainsjanes.com, and I'm also on Twitter at rclknutson and on Instagram at rayknutson.
Awesome.
And
I'm at ovenlovinblog.com. That's LOVIN. And I'm on Twitter at Julesy and Instagram at Jules Frainer, just to be confusing.
I know. I really should make all my names the same, but they are all different.
I know. It's really hard. Cool. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for talking to me, Ray.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Jules. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.